Well, he has just called in. It is Dan Zirp, of course. He's on Rag Brian. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Gary, how's it going today?
Not too bad. How'd it go yesterday? It was so oppressively hot here. What was it like on your ride?
It was absolutely hot. Slow and steady, lots of hydration, lots of breaks underneath the shade trees. It was not uncommon for people to ride just even, you know, that last, 15 to 20 miles to do it in 3 and 4 mile increments and stop and take breaks and drink lots of water, get something to eat, all of those things. Especially after the day before, you know, being hot and a pretty hard day. And for those that did the sensory on Tuesday, some of them were low on energy yesterday, like myself. So we just took it easy and made sure we got it done. That was the priority, to do it safe. And I didn't get into camp until about 6:30 last night. And I was just fine with that.
That is the way to go, because unfortunately, there have been a couple of deaths on Rag Brian this year. Now, is that, that's got to be a little uncommon, I would think.
From what I've read, yeah, it's less common, or fortunately they have a lot of Rag Brian events where they don't have serious injuries or any deaths. I had read that. I did see one ambulance response where it looked like maybe they were doing CPR or working to help somebody. Mm. I don't know any of the details of those situations, but I will say that the response here is very prompt. They've terrific support along the route. There's several ambulances that are dedicated just to taking care of the riders here. And, of course, you know, the Air Force cycling team is spread out throughout the day, and they're all providing ride support, whether they're repairing bicycles or if they're helping get someone medical attention or direct traffic and try to get, you know, bikers out of the way, riders out of the way, so a first responder vehicle can get in and access, providing that assistance. Air Force does a tremendous job for everybody out here. So,
you know, the one interesting thing about Rag Brian too is that you go through various size communities and your overnight stays. I mean, like Esterville, not that big of a community. You're going to be in Cedar Falls tonight, of course, home to the University of Northern Iowa. So what's it like spending a night in a small community as opposed to one like Cedar Falls?
Well, the bigger communities, of course, have a little bit more resources and lots of restaurant options. Of course, all the vendors will be there, too. But it does give you the luxury of eating at traditional restaurants also, that some of the small towns just don't have the capacity to be able to support that kind of crowd. And they're dependent on those food trucks and those vendors coming along to help carry that burden, just because it's so many people to feed. But it is nice to know that you got a bigger city if you need to get some supplies or anything like that. Also, you know, for some people, maybe it's the night of the week that they choose to book a hotel room because there's just more hotel rooms available. A lot of the small towns, if they have one small, you know, little motel, that's probably about it if they have that. And so it's just not an option to stay in hotels most places, but that's an option tonight for some people.
Okay. Are you on the road right now, Dan?
Yeah, we're about 6 miles in. There's just a wall of riders going by. We're here. I'm between Iowa Falls and Ackley, probably about halfway, I'd say, maybe not quite. We took a slow, leisurely pace yesterday. We took a slow, leisurely pace this morning. We got a little bit of a shorter day today at just 50 miles and 1,300 feet of climb. So pretty nice ride today and potentially the only day we're really going to have what some might call a tailwind helping push us down the route this week. Looking at the forecast, looks like the next 2 days we could be riding into the wind again, although fortunately much lighter wind in the forecast than what we experienced the last 3 or 4 days we've been riding into. It's been tough.
You know, I was looking at the map, and they send you guys north, south, east, west. I mean, it's crazy how they map this route out sometimes.
Yeah, they zigzag it all around. You know, if they did it straight like the crow flies across the state of Iowa, you would not get the, you know, like a 400-mile opportunity that we have this year. And especially if they want to do 500 like they did 2 years ago, it takes a lot of zigzagging around. And I think part of that also, they're trying to choose the better roads and the better routes that are a little safer for the riders to be on, a little more comfortable, less bumps and cracks and things like that. I know the route inspection team goes out, you know, months in advance and works with all the local jurisdictions to fill cracks and make sure everything's ready to go just right. They really do an excellent job of reviewing the route and trying to make sure they've got it right for all of us.
Again, visiting with Dan Zirpes on Rag Brian. This is day 5 of 7. So is it starting to get to the point where, gosh, I'm almost completed another ragbri?
Well, the waypoint that everybody talks about happened yesterday. That's when you cross Interstate 35. And at least in the northern half of the state, you know you're halfway, roughly, when you cross Highway 30 or Interstate 35. So that happened yesterday. And that does immediately make you feel like you're on the downhill slide. It's like, oh, man, now we're almost home. You know, and you're not. You still got a long ways to go. But it's so much fun, and you don't want the fun to end even when it's a hard day. And even when the ride is challenging and difficult. So many fun people and fun personalities and great conversations. It's kind of hard to think about it. You know, it's going to end. But we all know we got the rest of the regular world to get back to. And certainly looking forward to seeing my family. And, you know, I know I got a lot of work to do at the office. I'm sure I've got some people over there listening. And I miss my friends. I miss my routine, too, just like anybody. But this is a nice break from it.
Dan, as always, we appreciate your time. We will visit with you again tomorrow morning. Safe trip today, sir.
Thank you, Gary. Have a good day, sir.
And again, our report's brought to you by the Bicycle Station. Before you hit the bike trails or the open road, make one stop to the Bicycle Station, 218 Main Avenue in the Lions neighborhood, Clinton. The Bicycle Station features top quality bikes for every member of your family. They even have electric bikes. The Bicycle Station can service that bike sitting in your garage and get it working good as new. They also have the accessories needed to enjoy your ride. So make the right decision by coming to the Bicycle Station in the Lions neighborhood, Clinton.